The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yerachmiel Fried, Reish Kollel of the Dallas Community Kollel, known as Dada, and Mechaber of the Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Kehilchosoi, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Barry Cohn of Los Angeles, California, in memory of their esteemed brother, Rav Menachem Mendel ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohn Zatzal, Baal Mechaber Sefer Ateres Avi. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
The Gemara in Beit Zedaf Dalad Rebbe Beis clears the shaila. Itamar, Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golias. If we have 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz, in Eretz Yisrael all we have is 1 day, in Chutz Laretz we have 2 days. If a Beitza was born, was laid on 1 day of Yom Tov, does the Isser of Nolad of Muktzah carry over from the 1 day of Yom Tov to the next day of Yom Tov? Rav Amar Nolda Bezeh Muteres Bezeh. Ravasi Amar Nolda Bezeh Asur Bezeh. So Machalkas Rav and Ravasi. Rav holds that the Isser of Muktzah from 1 day of Yom Tov does not carry over to the next. If it's Nolda on 1 day, it's Muktzah the 2nd day. Ravasi holds that it carries over. So the Gemara wants to say that the Machalkas Rav and Ravasi depends on how you look at the Tekana of Yom Tov Sheni Shogolias. Lema Kasava Ravasi Kedusha Achasi. Maybe the pshat is that Ravasi holds that like Rosh Hashanah, which we'll see in the next apim, that the Tekana was that the 2 days are a Tekana of Kedusha Achas, so therefore it's like one Yom Chara Richta Damya, and whatever applies to the first day also applies to the 2nd day. And the Machlokas Rav and Ravasi will be that Rav holds that it's 2 separate Kedushas, and therefore the Isser of 1 day does not carry over to the 2nd day. If that's so, v'ha Ravasi mavdil b'yom tabal l'chavrei. How can you say that? If Ravasi used to make Havdalah from 1 day of Yom Tov and Chutzlaretz to the 2nd day of Yom Tov, you see he holds that it's 2 separate Kedushas. The Gemara answers, Ravasi m'svukim safkali. V'avid hocha l'chumra, hocha l'chumra. Ravasi was not sure. He had a tzad to say that it's Kedusha Achas, and therefore the Beitza is a Surah. He also had a tzad to say that it's 2 Kedushas, and therefore we make Havdalah l'chumra from 1 day to the next. The Gemara goes ahead and brings a raya to Ravasi, but the Maisa l'maskana, we name on, like Rav, that's the Pesach of the Rambam and the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that Beitza Shenolda Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. So we name on, l'chor, according to Rashi, there's 2 separate Kedushas. We'll take a look at Rashi. We'll see a few Kedushim in the Sugya. Rashi says, Shalgolias, the meaning of Yom Tov Sheni Shalgolias, Rashi says, She'ein osin osa ela b'nei Golias harachokim mibezdin v'ene shluchim yocholim la'agia etzlam. The definition of Golias, and where the Tekan of Yom Tov Sheni applies, is to all of those that are b'nei Golias, which by definition, B'nai Golias, those that live outside of Eretz Yisrael, are rechukim from Beis Din, and the Shluchim of Beis Din were not able to get there from the time of Rosh Chodesh until Yom Tov in order to modiah them what day was Nikva for Rosh Chodesh, and they would not know what day is going to be, for example, Pesach or Sukkot. So Rashi goes on to say, Ibyam Shloshim, Ibyam Shloshim Ve'echad, they didn't know if they were Mekadosh L'Chodesh on the 30th day or the 31st day, Ve'osim Beis Yomim Tovim Misafik, Midiraisa v'yom rishon shabbosan v'yom shvi shabbosan v'suloi. Midiraisa, Rashi points out, only the 1st day and the 7th day have a din yom tov deraisa. Because of the suffix, those that would live far away have to keep 2 days. Now the lashon of Rashi, b'nei Golias, is mashma that it's tully in whether or not you lived in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutzlaretz. This seems to not be like the Shitas Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, well known Shitas Rambam, is that the Tekana of Yom Tov Sheni really does not depend on Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz per se. According to the Rambam, any place where the Shluchim did not get to, the messengers of Beis Din did not arrive, those places have to keep Yom Tov Sheni. And that would apply also to even Bizman HaZeh, any city that was Nischadish, Bemidbar Eretz Yisrael, in a place that was not a city during the time of Kiddush Beis Din, the time that Beis Din were Mekadosh L'Chadashim, and Shluchim never got to that place. If a new city came up, even if it's closer to Yerushalayim, or closer to the Mokum of Beis Din, Beis Din HaGadol, than other cities that were further away during the time of Beis HaMikdash, but there was not such a city during the time, Rambam holds that a Yer Chadash and Nischadish, Bemidbar Eretz Yisrael, has to keep Yom Tosheni because Shluchim never got there, and they were attacking the Takana on any place that Shluchim didn't get to, even in Eretz Yisrael. It's well known that because of that Shitas Rambam, the Rakam of Gdolim in the last door, the Chazanish, after him the Stipler, the Biskarov, and similar Lezer Yudel Finkel from Mir, all kept Yom Tosheni Misafik. Misafik that they weren't sure if where they lived had people living there during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and perhaps Shluchei Beis never got to those places. So the Chazanish and the Stipler and Bnei Brak kept Yom Tosheni, and the Biskarov and Lezer Yudel, even in Yerushalayim, where they lived in Yerushalayim, they kept also Yom Tosheni Misafik, Mitzad Isra Malacha and Isra Chametz and Pesach and Shmini. The Pesach Frank in Mikrei Kodesh writes there that he told the Bnei Yudel that Ledaito he thinks is over on Baltosif. And how could it be that they didn't have Shluchim cutting to any part of Yerushalayim? I similarly heard from Shlomo Zalman Arabach Zatzal that he understands the Chazanish that perhaps maybe the Bnei Brak of today wasn't the Bnei Brak of then, and maybe Shluchim didn't get to Bnei Brak, so the Chazanish maybe has room to be Machmer and Shitas Rambam, but to him it was a Pele Be'enav how the Biskarov was Machmer even in Yerushalayim, that if where the Biskarov lived in Yerushalayim he had to be Choshesh that maybe Shluchim didn't get to, then the entire Eretz Yisrael should all have to keep Yom Tosheni Misafik. And how could that be? So he left the Biskarov at Sarachim, but that was the minig of the Biskarov. And however, this is only based on the Shitas Rambam. The lesson of Rashi over here is Bnei Golias, this mashma that's totally in Golis and Eretz Yisrael, which is like the Shitas Ritva and Rosh Hashanah and other places. And Rav Poskin, and interesting, the Chazanish and the Sefer himself also says the halacha is like the Ritva, that does not depend on whether the Shluchim got there or not, but it's just a one dry takana the Chazal made on all of Chutz Laaretz and all of Eretz Yisrael. They never made such a takana. And the Lashon Rashi is mashma like the other Rishonim, like Rav Rishonim, not like the Rambam, that it depends on Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. And Rashi goes further to explain the machlokas Rav and Ravasi, that according to Rav, that Beit HaShenol Demazem Muteres Bezeh, Rashi says, the Chad Minayu Chol Hu Umanav Shach Sharia, that since one of these days for sure has to be Chol, we're not sure which one is really Yom Tov, Bnei Yisrael are keeping the 2 days out of Safek, one of them is Yom Tov, one day is Yom Chol, so Manoshach, on the second day, the Beitza, either today's Yom Chol, and it's not a problem, or yesterday was Yom Chol, and therefore today it's not Muktzah, even if today is Yom Tov. And Ravasi holds that it's Usur, and Rashi goes on to say that Lema Kesavar Ravasi Kedusha Achasi Chachamim Kavum Al Bnei Goyla La'asosim L'doros Machma Safek Ze V'tilim Aleim Kechomer Yom Aruch, that it's a Tekanas Chachamim on the Bnei Goyla to keep it Kol Doros because of the Safek, and they put it on them as the Chumra of a one long day. The Tekana was that it should be considered one long day. On that the Gemara asks Akasha that Ravasi made Avdol between one and the other. That shows that it has two separate Kedushas. So Rashi explains that Mavdil Mavarech Hamavdil Vein Kodesh L'chol. The Kesavar Kimlan Mekfiyah D'Yarcha. He made a bracha. He didn't just say words of Havdalah, bracha Hamavdil Vein Kodesh L'chol. He actually said a bracha Hamavdil Vein Kodesh L'chol. Because he holds that we know the establishment of the day. We have to Sheni Chol Gamarhu. Since we know, therefore the second day is a Yom Chol Gamar. So we continue to do it, Machmas Asafik, that the Chachamim were metaken to keep on, continue to keeping it. So it comes out that the Machlokas, Rav Asi, and Rav, according to Rashi, is according to Rav Asi, Yom Tosheni is a Chol Kavua. The Chachamim were metaken on the Bnei Golias because of the Safik. And since it's a Tikkun Chachamim, they were metaken it like one long day. Like Yom Chada Richtadamya. According to Rav, it's not a Tekanos Chachamim at all. But Yom Tosheni is a Chumrah that they're Machmer, the Bnei Golias, on themselves because of the Dagas of Suffolk, like Rashi goes on to explain. And therefore, Mamonoshach, one day is going to be Chol and the Beitza is going to be Muteris. Now Rashi says in Divrei Maskil Sfukei that the Nafkamina between them is if it's a Chok Kavua that Chachamim were Takan on them, then even Afilu Yarbu Chachamim Yodea Itim Soda Ibor Bechutzlaretz. Even if the Chachamim will know the Soda Ibor, V'lo Yeh Lehem Safek, they no longer have a Safek at all, when what day that would actually be Rosh Chodesh. A dayan chayavim linhog yom tesheni. They would still have to be keeping yom tesheni. De'ena machma safik. It's not because of a safik. El hitilu aleihem kavadai. The chamur metakan on them as bedin vadai, and that's why it's yom chada richta. According to Rav, that it's only a chumra that they were mayanag themselves because of the safik, that they took it on themselves rather than a takanas chamim. It's something that Pnei Chutzlars took on themselves because of the safik. Therefore, Rashi says, a yochid that knows the Soda Ibor, he knows the cheshbon of when Rosh Chodesh should be, and he has no suffix at all, he should have to make Havdalah Motzi Yom Tov, like Ravasi did on the Tzad HaSuffik. But since we paskin, like Rav, concerning Beitza, according to Rashi, it comes out that the Igret Takana of Yom Tov Sheni is only because of Dagas HaSuffik. It's not really a Takana, but it's because of the Dagas HaSuffik that the Bnei Chutzlars took upon themselves. And anybody, according to that, that should know the Soda Ibor, should not be chayav in Yom Tov Sheni. That's what should come out lahalacha. Now the Gemara Psochim, Daf Nun Aleph and Beis, Gemara says there, Amalei Rav Safra Lerav Abba Kagon Ona. Rav Safra says to Rav Abba, somebody like me, Diadinim B'Kviya Diarcha, I know the Kviya Diarcha, I know the Cheshbon of Rosh Chodashim, I know how to Cheshbon out the Chos Soda Ibor. B'yishuv lo avdin em b'nei shinui machlokas. I know that I can't do malacha in a yishuv of chutz la'aretz in front of other people that are keeping up to sheni because it's going to cause machlokas. But midbar mai, what about in a midbar? I'm away from everybody else and no one's going to see me. I'm not doing it in front of anybody. Can I be machal yom to sheni? Even though I live in chutz la'aretz, but I know the Soda Ibor. Amalei, hachi amar amami, b'yishuv asur b'midbar mutar. So he said, the taka, it's for you it's going to be mutar in the midbar. So we have to say, according to Rashi, that the Adias Kviya Diyarcha over there means he knows the Soda Ibor. He knows how to cheshbon out when the calculation should be of Rosh Chodesh. Since, according to Rashi, like he said, the Psak is like Rav, that we only know a Misim Safik, somebody that should know the cheshbon, it should be mutter for him. And Rashi also says over there in Psachim, Lo avidna malacha b'yom tesheni, hol v'nogu bo iser, lo shana leim es minhag. Since they are noeg the iser, I'm not going to be mishana in front of them, they're minhag. So Rashi clearly says that yom tesheni is a minhag, that the Bnei Chutzlars from a Kabbalah themselves, rather than a tekanas chachamim, and the nafkamin is somebody like Rasafra, who knew the cheshbon, was able to taka not keep yom tesheni. But Tosis over there in Psachim says, not like Rashi. Below the Soda Ibor Kamar. We're not talking about the idea over there is not the Soda Ibor. Da Bnei Bavel Bekim B'Ivur Diyarcha. Because the Bnei Bavel, all were Bekim by that time. All were experts. They all had calendars. Like it says in the beginning of Beitza, like in our Sugya, that it says that we still keep 2 days off. We'll see in a moment in the continuation of the Sugya, that the Gemara asks the question, why do we continue to keep 2 days once we know the Soda Ibor? Once we have a calendar now, why do we keep 2 days? And so the Bnei Bavel knew that already. That Rav Safra is referring to, he was in a place where the shluchim would get to, and they knew when it was taka one day. They knew the kfiyah diarcha because he knew exactly when it was nishlach, when it was nikva in the Beis Din, because they heard from the shluchim. And that place, there's no makam to be gozer. And his question was, could he go ahead now, and since he has that idea because of the shluchim, could he go to another place, near another place that doesn't know, and still do a malacha in the midbar? So Tosfos comes out not like Rashi, and Tosfos also tries to prove that from our sugya. So the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos comes out to be a yisodas deka machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. What is the getter of Takanas Yom Tov Sheni? According to Rav, that holds Beit Shnol de Bezeh Asur Bezeh, that according to Rashi, it's only a minug that Bnei Chutzlars are makabel on themselves, and therefore, if you would know the Soda Ibor, you would know the Cheshbon, you would be patur from Yom Tov Sheni. According to Tosfos, that's not going to help. You have to have actual shluchim to get there in order to patur you. Because Tosfos is holding that Bein L'Rav Asi, it's a takana, it's not just a minug that they're makabel on themselves. So now the question will be, according to Tosfos, that it's a tekana even according to Rav, so what's the reason that Rav holds that Beit Shnol de Bezeh Muteres Bezeh? If it's a tekana, what's really their machlokas? So you have to say, according to Tosfos, that even if it's a tekana, and the Chazal did not make it like one long day, because just like Bnei Yisrael during the time of Kiddush HaKodesh, during the time that they really did not know, and there was a suffix, one day is Chol and one day is Kodesh, even when Chazal came along when we were talking to keep Yom Tosheni, they were talking to keep it in a way as if we still have that suffix. The Takana should not be any stronger than it was at that time. Just like they had a suffix then, the Takana is to look at it as if we don't know which day is Chol and which day is Kodesh, even now. We see Mefors like that in Tosfos and Sukkah, Daf Mem Gimel and Beis. Tosfos says, when he explains the Takana of Yom Tosheni, La Mishum De Lo Yadinan, that not that we don't know the Kviya Diyarcha, we know it. Damrina Beresh Beitza De Ha'idna Yadinan, at the end of our Sugi, it says that we do know the Takana. We do know when they with the cheshbon of the calculation of when is Rosh Chodesh. Ela Avid Rabbanan Ki'ilu Le'adinan Shugzera Dehasam Dezimnim Gazer Gzera Vasukol Kulei. Like the Gemara is about to say that since they made Gzera that sometimes there'll be Gzeras Malchus and they will cause us to forget the cheshbon, so they enacted a takana that we have to continue to keep Yom Tosheni even though we know the getter of the takana is. The Takana was to continue to be knowing Yom Tosheni as if we don't know which day is Kodesh and which day is Chol. In this Tosis is learning in the Maskanas of Gemara here that the Gemara ends off by us. Now that we really know the Cheshbon, why should we be keeping 2 days? That they could cause us to forget the cheshbon, and we'll end up eating chametz on Pesach. We'll forget the soda ibor. So because of that, Chazal made a takana. It was not just malchus aminig, but a takana to continue to keep the Yom Tosheni. And it would seem pretty clear that Bein the Rashi and Bein the Tosis, Rashi would agree to Tosis once they made this takana. Once we come to the Maskana of our Gemara, Rashi is only saying what he said in the Habamin of the Gemara, but now that we made this new Takana, Rashi would agree that even someone today in Chutz Laaretz, even if he would know the Cheshbon like we do, that we have calendars, it was Nitkan. The Ritva explains in Rosh Hashanah that it was Nitkan by Rabbi Huda Nasiya Achron, the son, grandson or great-grandson of Rabbi Huda Hanasi, that sat down and was Makadosh all the Chadashim, Ad Sof Adoros until Bias Mashiach, and that's the Cheshbon that they made, that it was Makadosh, that all the Rosh Hashanahim are Makudosh, Kiddush Beis Din through that Maisa that Hillel Nasi Achron did, and we have that Cheshbon now on every calendar, and even so we continue to keep it because of the Takana of Hizor Minigam Aseichem, so we all know the Sodei Ibor, and even so we still all have to keep Yom Tosheni and Chutz Laaretz. In these final lines of the Gemara, the Shalchem Itam Hizor Minigam Aseichem, we have a major Machlokas Achronim that's well known, the Shita of the Chacham Tzvi, who held that Bnei Chutz Laaretz, who are visiting in Eretz Yisrael, do not have to keep Yom Tosheni. Because when the Gemara says, Zorah b'minag avoseichem, you have to be careful with the minag avos. If the avos themselves would have been in Eretz Yisrael, in the place where they knew the Soda Ibor, in the place where the Shluchim did get to, then in the days of Beis Din, for sure, the Bnei Chutz Laaretz that would visit Eretz Yisrael would not have to keep Yom Tosheni. They would not have any doubt at that point. So therefore, when they made the Takana, they for sure didn't make the Takana any stronger than it was during the time of when they had a real suffix at the time of Beis Din. So therefore, the Chacham Tzvi paskins that anyone from Chutz Laaretz visiting Eretz Yisrael, even Daita Lachzor, he plans to go right after Yom to right back to Chutz Laaretz, still he does not have to keep Yom Tosheni. And not only that, he goes on to say that if he would keep it, he'll be over in Isser of Baal Tosif. Ramosha, however, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, Nor Chaim Chel Gimel, 79 Gimel, says that the opposite. He says that once they made it into a minhag, Pishlema Bisman, Chazal Bisman, Besa Mikdash, Bisman Kiddush based in Alpiria, then they really kept that out of Suffolk. And there was not a minig on the Gavra to keep Yom Tosheni. It was just that he had a doubt and he had no choice. You don't know, so you have to keep it. So there would be a difference between if you're in Chutz Laaretz and you didn't know, and you came to Eretz Yisrael and you did know. But once they said, Shalchem Itam, which they kaveya takana, it became like a din minhag, like Shar Minhagim on the Gavra, that you have to keep him in Hagim no matter where you are. You have to keep him in Hagim L'chumra, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Makam Shenagu and Psachim, that you have to keep on keeping Chumra Makam Shuyatza Misham. So therefore, the Takana of Hisar B'Minagav Seichem, B'Yadechem, will also apply to a Ben Chutz Laaretz who is in Eretz Yisrael, and it comes out that really the Takana comes out to be stronger than it was at the time of Kiddush Beis Din itself. Rav Bezalel Stern Zatzal, the Chochma Bezalel, in his Hakdama, in his letter to in the beginning of Sefer Yom Tosheni, he gives it a little bit a different shot. He also disagrees with the Chacham Tzvi, but not for the same reason as Rav Moshe, that it's just a Takana on the Gavra. He wants to say that the reason the Chazal made this Gzeira, that Shema, there will be a Malchus that will come and be Gozer to forget the Soda Ibor, there'll be Gozer against Limud Torah, and we're going to forget the Cheshvan, we're going to we'll lose our calendar, we'll come out to not know when it is, and we'll be Mechal Yom Tov. So the getter of the Takana of Yom Tov Sheni is to look at us as if we already are in that Matzav, as if there was a Malchus like that, and they made that Gzeira, and as if we really don't know. If that would be the situation, even in Eretz Yisrael, if there would be Chas V'Shalom, a Gzera like that, and we'd forget the Soda Ibor, B'nai Eretz Yisrael also would have to continue to keep it, would start keeping Yom Tov Sheni. The only reason they don't keep it is because since they never kept it to begin with, and we are not in that, really in that situation that we forgot the Soda Ibor, so the Svara of the Chachamim, to continue our minhag, even though we really know the cheshbon, to continue that minhag, that only applies to those that already were keeping Yom Tov Sheni because of a real suffix. Those who were already keeping Yom Tov Sheni because of a real suffix, they should continue to keep Yom Tov Sheni, because maybe Chas V'Shalom will forget the Soda Ibor and will go back to the real suffix again. So continue the minhag, the knowing the minhag of a seichel that you continued before, continue that now. Mashen Ken and Eretz Yisrael, that they never kept it, not them, not their Abos, because of the maybe, the Be'egzera, that's not a reason to Mechadish, to keep Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. However, if Chas V'Shalom there would be a situation like that, then even B'nai Eretz Yisrael would have to keep it. So, says Rav Bezalel Stern, the Takana on B'nai Chutz La'aretz is to always look at ourselves as if we're in a Masiv that already was forgotten, that there was a Gzeres Malchus. And that's how we have to look at ourselves. Instead of copying ourselves, if we would be even in Eretz Yisrael, and there would really be that situation, even B'nai Eretz Yisrael would have to keep Yom Tov Sheni, therefore B'nai Chutz La'aretz have to continue to keep it in Eretz Yisrael as well when they're coming to visit. Although B'nai Eretz Yisrael themselves don't keep it, B'nai Chutz La'aretz do need to keep it, and he supports that Shita, and I heard this from also Rebbe Yoshev Zatzal as well. The biggest riot is that the Beis Yosef, in his Shuvas and Afkas Rochel, writes that it's the minhag Dore Doros for B'nai Chutz La'aretz visiting Eretz Yisrael to keep Yom Tov Sheni, not like the Chacham Tzvi, which of course he preceded the Chacham Tzvi, but Lafuke that Shita, that they do not have to keep Yom Tov Sheni. In our door, unfortunately, there's been a widespread affliction of many, many people for some reason decided to take on themselves that when they go to Eretz Yisrael and visit, finding various Heterim to throw off from themselves Yom Tov Sheni. And this is a very bad thing, and it's connected, because all the poskim is connected to Minig Dora Dora, says the testimonial of the Beis Yosef and Rav Yashiv and many, all the other Gedolim, all supported. It's been a Minig Dora Doras, and it's something we have to continue to keep. The Sifrei Mekubalim, it's brought down in various Sifrei Mekubalim that the explanation of, a deeper explanation of the necessity to keep Yom Tov Sheni, even though we have the time of the Gemara, that Shema Nishkach Soda Ibor because of Gzeres Malchus, there's a deeper reason as well, like Rav Dessler explains, that there are deeper understandings of all the Tachanos Chachamim. Besides what meets the eye, the Chachamim had very profound reasons why they were talking everything that they did. And a Yom Tov is something which we don't just perform or do, but by keeping a Yom Tov, we assimilate in ourselves a certain amount of Kedusha, a certain amount of spiritual aura that Kadosh Baruch Hu puts into a Yom Tov, and that we're big part of our Nichsin Ruchnim, part of our spiritual estate every time we fulfill a Yom Tov. To acquire that much of Kedusha's Yom Tov, and all the Kedusha that we're supposed to take away from Yom Tov with us, so they say that it takes one day to do that in Eretz Yisrael, where we're close to the Makom Shechina, where place the Shar LaShem, and Eretz Yisrael is the Shar LaShemayim, and all that Kedusha comes down, and you receive all that Kedusha of the Yom Tov in one day. It takes 2 days to get that Kedusha in Chutz La'aretz. It has to be filtered through all kinds of filters to get to Chutz La'aretz. Until it gets to it, it takes 2 whole days in order to get the same amount of Kedusha and Or. So those posts can raise the question then, according to our meaning, not like the Chacham Tzvi, then if it's in Eretz Yisrael that you get that aura all in one day, So then, it should be right, like the Chan Svi, that you should only have to keep one day if you even visit Eretz Yisrael, and you're in the place, Zer Shal Hashem, you're in the place of Eretz Yisrael. You should only keep one day, even if you visit. So they answer that that's true for only Bnei Eretz Yisrael who live in Eretz Yisrael, because then they have the sunglasses, kaviyachol, of Eretz Yisrael. They take off, and they don't have any filters, and they're able to get the kedusha of the Yom Tov all straight in one day. Bnei Chutzarts that are visiting Eretz Yisrael, they still kaviyachol have the sunglasses of Chutzarts on. Even when they're there, they still have the filters of Chutzarts because they have Daita Lachzor. They're still Bnei Chutzarts that are in Eretz Yisrael. They don't have that Malyusa of getting all the Kedusha in one day. And even for them, it takes 2 days to get the entire Kedusha, which is a little deeper of understanding of why Bnei Chutzarts have to keep Yom Tosheni even in Eretz Yisrael.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.